I didn't want to bother you while you were doing the barrel slaloms or whatever you were doing there. So, but like I say, it's we got one machine in this area, maybe two in the greater area, but one that's reachable from my neck of the woods. And it's funny you say that about some English guys camping out in the Midwest reflector. We got Michigan one. And a couple of times I tried to get on, that's all I heard was just a bunch of guys in England using it. And it's like, yeah, they found that it wasn't being used, and so it was a good place for them to hidey hole. I'm like, well, what's the point of having a Michigan, you know, specific reflector if it's going to be just commandeered by, you know, a bunch of guys in England, you know? So, I mean, I guess they'd get out of the way if you needed it, but I just didn't feel comfortable with the whole thing, so... I don't know. I played with it a little bit, two or three times, and I've just never really saw the point, I guess. I like DMR. Infusion, I think, is really you know, easy for the average person to get into. It's just a no-brainer. So I don't, you know, the other modes beyond D-Star, DMR and Infusion, I just, you know, now you're starting to get into, like you said, learning curves or, you know, they're esoteric, you know, like P25. I'm a big fan of P25, but I don't recommend it. You know, it's just not a lot going on. I mean, I'm doing a repeater on P25, and I'm joining a network of P25 repeaters around the state here. But, yeah, do I recommend people get into it? Yeah, you know, you got to know why you're doing it, you know, because it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be this big bastion of, you know, activity. So, yeah, it's, you know, everything's a niche, niche of some sort, and that, so, but, yeah, it's good. Now, back to the, I don't know if you said and I didn't hear or wasn't paying attention, but the VHF repeater, what kind of equipment are you running there? You might have said and I didn't hear it, I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure what the equipment is for the VHF side. I know a while ago we actually had to send the repeater in for repair because we were getting some bad audio reports, and now that it's back and set back up, I mean, it's got really, really good audio. It's always had really good audio, but this next month it's going to get really tied up because the Trek 100 bicycle race is coming up. And we let the organizers of that race use that repeater to help coordinate everything. And they get a bunch of volunteers that'll have an APRS radio in there. So in the boardroom or the meeting room, they got a big old projector screen map so they know exactly where all the assistance vehicles are. And really, really impressive. Last year, a lost child incident got wrapped up in 15 minutes. The really crazy one was one fellow participated in the race against doctor's orders and had some sort of cardiac incident in an area where there was no cell coverage. That took a bit of doing to find the right municipality to get the ambulance out to him, but they were able to get the ambulance to him, and last I heard, he's still doing really well.